Ross, it's good to be here.
Right.
You pray, Lord, help us for a few minutes of time. Brother said we are tired of this body. But someday we'll get a new one.
Right. Yes, brother.
I said I'd rather wear this one out for the Lord than let it rust out for the devil. You pray, Lord, help us. Have your Bible turn if you would, 2 Corinthians chapter 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. Start reading verse 1. Read a few verses there. It's not a very long chapter. Paul said, this is the third time I'm coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established.
What about that?
I told you before and foretell you as if I were present the second time. And being absent now, I write to them which heretofore have sinned and to all others that if I come again, I will not spare.
Right.
Tough words.
Yes.
He said,
preacher.
Here's what you know. He said, since you seek a proof of Christ speaking in me, which to you word is not weak, but is mighty in you. For though he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. We also are weak in him, but we will live with him by the power of God towards you. Here's the one leave with you, where he said, examine yourself.
Right.
Examine yourself. Will you be in the faith? Prove your own self. Notice what question he asked. He said, know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ
right.
is in you,
right.
except ye be reprobates.
That's what he said. Yes.
I don't know why the Lord laid this message. I don't think I've ever preached it before.
Mind the Lord, preacher.
But here, Paul told the church here at Corinth, he said, this is the third time that I'm coming to you. Thank you, brother. Third time, he said, I'm coming to you.
Yes.
And, you know, Corinthian church was a messed up bunch of people.
Right.
And we're living in a day when churches are messed up.
Yeah.
Big time.
Right.
And here, they were all messed up. See, they were messed up in different ways. They had a lot of things going on that was not right.
Right.
Then they had some things going on where they, some said, I'm of Paul. Some said, I'm of Apollos. Some said, I'm of Cephas.
Yes.
Other words, they was man worshiping.
Right. Yeah.
They worshiped the man and not the Lord.
Right, preacher.
So Paul said here, said, examine yourself. See where you be in the faith.
Yes.
And I won't preach today. We don't, now let me say this. I'm just going to mind the Lord.
You do.
We, it's easy to live right in the church.
Yes. Go ahead. Yes.
Let me say this. I see you and you see me this morning at our best.
Ah.
Let this sink in.
Yeah, preacher. Preach, brother.
We see each other as our very best.
Right.
But what we are is when we're not here. That's what the problem was at the Corinthian church. Another thing I want to notice, a lot of folk today are living on feelings.
Yes.
Paul said in Ephesians 2:8, he said, for by grace, through faith, are you saved. That not of yourself. He said it's a gift of God. So we the Bible said we walk by faith.
Yes.
We're not walking by feelings.
Right.
Let me say this, our feelings will change.
Yep.
And now tomorrow you're not going to feel like you do today.
Yes.
And a lot of folks are going strictly on their feelings.
Right.
And that's a dangerous place to get to.
Yes.
Now we're not living on our feelings.
Right.
Paul said in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, he knows that word. He said, now faith.
Right.
Now faith. Is the things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
Right.
So this is what faith is now. Our faith is something that we can't see. Our faith is something that we don't feel. Now, I'm going to be honest about it. I don't always feel saved. Now, maybe you do. If you do, you ought to shout about it. I mean, because, reason why, let me explain that. We're in a nature, we're in a body that's a fallen. We're in a body that sin is condemned in the flesh. And God gave up on the flesh a long time ago, my friend, and pronounced death on it. And that's the reason why he gave us a certain number of years to live.
Right.
And listen, and after that time is up, we're going to leave out of the here. I thought about this. This is a message God gave me today. That we don't always walk by our feelings.
Right.
I mean, we can't do it. I mean, right now I feel real good. You do too. As far as faith comes, I've enjoyed the service today. But listen, we're not in service when we're at work. We're not in service when everything is going wrong sometimes. Whenever disappointments comes along, my friend, and they said, that's when you have to go by faith. I mean, when it seems like sometimes that the Lord is 1,000 miles away and can't feel him nowhere, that's when we got to walk by faith. Brother Pastor, they've been many of a time down through the years that especially when I pastor churches, that when Sunday morning come, and all the times I got in that pulpit when I didn't really feel like it, but I had to anyway. I mean, that was my job. That was my obligation, brother, to preach to them. That's the reason why I had to preach on faith. Thank God I'm saved by faith. I'm a walking by faith. I'm a preaching by faith. I'm going to die in the faith. Hallelujah, God. I won't preach today. My friend, if that you know that you're saved. Brother, listen, it's not your feelings, because you don't always feel that way. But I thought about it. Brother, when you're not feeling good, whenever the service, you're not in church, when you're not in revival, when you're just all alone, God seems like it's just you and the Lord. But thank God, listen, I thought about this. Brother, listen, when you're walking by faith, then one way you know it is your actions. How are you going to act? Brother, when you're not in the house of God, when you're not assembled with the people of God, how do you act then? Do you act right? Hallelujah, God. Brother, listen, that's when we walk by faith. Correction. Paul said, these things I write unto you, that you may know how to behave yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. My friend, I'm here to tell you, brother, our action, the Bible said, by him, not somebody else. He said, but by him, our actions are weighed. He's weighing our actions today, exactly how he acts for him. Whoa, you'd be surprised at folks, how they act. Brother, I've got a business. No doubt in my mind, he could tell you things about people, how they act. Brother, when they're not in the house of God, when things don't please them. Brother, if we act right in the house, I was going to pray. But if you don't act right, if you act right in the house of God, you ought to act right outside the house. Amen. You'd be surprised. At church, folks, there's a lot of preachers today, I believe, as lost can be. My friend, they believe it's all right to cuss a little.
Go ahead, preacher. Go ahead. Say
on. Don't have to get out of Jamestown to find them. They believe it's all right to cuss a little. They believe it's all right to drink a little.
Go ahead.
My friend, let me tell you, Brother, our actions, how we act toward one another, how we act toward God. I feel we're not always in the Spirit. Listen, sometimes I feel Him, sometimes I don't. I praise God when we get in the house of God, Holy Ghost of God shows up. I feel that makes it worthwhile. But when I'm outside of that, I feel won't act like God would have me to do. Brother, by Him, our actions are weighed. Amen. God, give me a special, I'm going to preach it. Amen. Another thing about it, when we're walking by faith, is our appetite.
Yes. Oh, yes, preacher.
Our appetite. Oh, if it takes the world, worldly music to satisfy you, you've got a problem. You desire them old country songs. Friend, listen, all they talk about, cheating on the wife and all this stuff, you enjoy that, you've got a bad appetite. I still love, my friend, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me, whether I'm in the house of God or not. It still sounds good. My friend, our appetite is to hear the Word of God, hear the mind of God, preach the Word of God. Somebody said, I'm tired of it, I'm sick of it. Think of you being born again. You're born to the Word of God. You want to hear the Word of God. You desire the Word of God. Your appetite will be toward spiritual things.
That's right, preacher.
I believe I'm preaching it right.
Guarantee it's right. Yes, sir.
Preached up there this week in that camp meeting. I told him, boy, I preach up there like I do down here.
Right.
Amen. I said, these social drinkers, they much akin to an alcoholic as a pig is to a hog.
Right.
Yeah. All difference in the size. Their appetites are the same.
Yes.
Their desires are the same. My friend, they'll wallow in the mire. Oh, I'm glad. Thank God that we're saved by the grace of God. Our appetite ought to be right. Thank God, just feast on the Word of God. I don't ever get enough of it, do you? Thank God, listen, some folk get enough on Sunday morning, and it'll last until the next Sunday. I get enough, maybe get through to Wednesday night. Then I won't go back and hear it again. Hallelujah. I've got our appetite should be toward the Word of God. Amen.
Yeah.
Boy, I've had time with it.
Yeah, me too. It's good over here.
Amen. Her appetite. What do you feast on?
Right.
Good preaching.
Amen. Oh, shows that you ought not be watching. I don't have none of this stuff all you folks have. I'm not throwing off on you.
Right.
No, sir, but you ought to watch what you see.
Right.
Little children, you sing that song. Little eyes, be careful what you see. I think adults ought to be careful what they're watching, looking at. Amen. Her appetite, my friend, ought to be right. Just desire spiritual things. I mean, if it ain't the Spirit of God, I don't want nothing to do with it, do you? I mean, listen, we've crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live. Oh, listen, brother, you've been born again. You're born to the Spirit of God. Walk in the Spirit. You'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. That's what the Bible's saying.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, but you're not going to always. Now, don't sit there and tell me you're going to feel as good tomorrow as you are today. You go to work, things don't go right. Somebody come in and say something to you don't like.
Right.
That's when you got to walk by faith. Amen. Her appetite. What do we desire?
Yes, preacher.
I mean, listen, we desire spiritual things. I love to hear the man of God preach, don't you? Our appetite should be changing. Another thing, our apparel.
Right. Yep. Yes, preacher.
Oh, I don't be running around half naked.
Right.
Preacher.
Right. Yep.
Right.
Our old Don Hines preached it.
Go ahead.
He preaches it.
Right.
I've been preaching for going on 55 years. We ought to dress right.
Yep. 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 Sure. That's right.
Amen.
You oughtn't wire anything through the week. You wouldn't wire church.
Go ahead.
Come on now. Oh, you'd be surprised. I know we're not. I'm not popular, and I've never been tried to be.
You are here, thank God.
I mean, but I'm here to tell you, my friend, we're the light of the world.
Yeah.
Jesus said, let your light so shine before men, they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. I mean, brother, when we see you out at Walmart, you ought to have some clothes on.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised that folks go half naked.
You're right, preacher.
Billy Mitchell said they ain't got enough clothes to cover Jaybird.
Right.
God help us.
Yep.
Good.
I mean, listen, that's how you know if you're right or not.
Go ahead.
How you want to dress.
Yes.
Oh, you see, you preach like this in Kentucky and Ohio and Indiana. Follow me around.
Same.
Don't change. Our apparel ought to be right.
Yes.
Amen. I mean, if you think I'm strict, I had a church call me one time for a revival meeting, and the fellow that called me said, "Preacher," he said, "our pastor don't like for preachers getting a pulpit with a short sleeve shirt." He didn't believe in that. I said, "That's okay. Let me say this, folks. We all dress right."
Yes. You better believe it.
Oh, it's sad.
Modest, yes.
It's sad. Modesty. My friend, listen, that thing, that's just about out the door now.
You're right.
Our apparel ought to be right. The next thing, our affections ought to be right. Paul said, set your affections on things above, not on things of this world. For you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Then when Christ lives, our life shall appear. Then shall we also appear with Him in glory.
Yep.
Our affections, my friend, ought to be toward Him. I love Him today, don't you?
Yep.
Hey, God, I love Him. My Paul, John said we love Him because He first loved us. I mean, He loved me when I was yet in my sins. I should have died and went to hell, but He loved me anyhow. I've got to save me despite of myself. I say glory to God.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Listen, our affections. I love the Word of God.
Yep.
I don't want to do nothing and bring shame to Him. Let me say this to you preachers here this morning. I preach to them preachers up there too this week.
Yes.
Don't ever think it can't happen to you.
Right.
Don't never think, preacher, you ever got to a place you can't fall. I'm not talking about falling from grace.
Right.
But you can fall from your steadfastness.
That's right, preacher.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Heard about a preacher just the other day.
Yep.
Got in a bad shape. Preacher friend of mine in Indiana just got out of prison a year or two ago. Preached revival meeting for him. Preached homecoming for him. My friend, he wound up in prison. Why, preacher? He let the flesh get to him.
Right.
I'm warning you, boys.
Tell them, preacher.
I'm warning you, it can happen to you.
Yes.
Happen to them. It can happen to you.
Right.
I don't know why I'm preaching like this. Is that all right?
Yes.
I mean, listen.
Need it.
I mean, folks, listen. We never get to the point that we're perfect. We've got an old sinful nature about us. Subject to about anything.
Right.
That's why Paul said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Right.
That inner man, he's a young man.
Yes.
That young man's got to control the outward man. The old outward man, oh, I'm getting it all in. That old outward man, he don't desire to go to church much. Stay home if you can.
I guarantee you.
I'm taking my time.
You're good, preacher.
Stay home if you can. Oh, I felt better this morning if I just stayed at the house. I wore out. But that inner man said, take me down to church.
Yeah.
God of this morning said, take me to church. Oh, listen. One of these days, Brother Robbins, I'll get rid of this right here.
Amen.
I'll get me a brand new one. Thank God I'm going to a city. There won't be no sin there. Won't be no temptations there. There won't be none of this stuff. Hallelujah, God. I'm so glad I'm saved, ain't you? Brother, listen, things is getting bad out there. This world's in worse shape right now than it's ever been in.
Right.
Oh, sin on every hand. Trouble on every hand. Set your affections on things above. Then another thing, how's your attitude? How's your attitude? Attitude toward the scriptures.
Yes.
Do you love your Bible?
Go ahead, Brother Savage.
Hey.
Do you spend some time? Now I don't. I know I'm the dumbest preacher in here, but I love to take some time, at least twice a day.
Go ahead.
Spend some time just reading.
Yeah,
see what he has to say. May not understand sometimes. Whether I understand it or not, it's still the Word of God.
Right.
My attitude toward the Scripture. Somebody out here, folks, say, I don't care what the Bible said. I had a woman tell me that one time. She said she didn't care what the Bible said. She's going to do what she wanted to do. I'm here to tell you, I mean, this word of God, Jesus said, we be judged by
it. That's right. Better believe it. Yep.
I'm going to believe it. My attitude is that Bible's right, whether I agree with it or not. It's still right.
Yeah.
Amen. Listen, you go before the judge for something. He pronounces sentence on you. You may not think it's right, but it's authority.
Yep.
It's the authority. You got to go by it. Amen. I may not understand it, Brother Christian. Thank God, it's the Word of God. And the Bible said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thank God, he ain't going to change it for me. He ain't going to change it for you. He ain't going to change it for nobody. I've said what was sin 50 years ago. It's still sin today. It ain't changed none in this present time that we live in. Thank God, man, it's changed. But the word of God is still the same. He said he'll judge you in the last day. I want to love the thing is going to judge me.
Right. You know what it says.
Attitude toward the scriptures. Then attitude toward the Savior.
Yes.
What do you think about that? Think about him. You know what? I don't want to offend him.
Me either.
Don't want to offend him. Whoa, I don't want to hurt him. He's been good to me. He's been with me all these years. If I've got any more to go, he'll still be with me. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Love him because he first loved me. Oh, our attitude toward him. I want to please him.
Me too, brother.
I want to please him. Thank God. Whether I agree, my friend, these things in there I wonder about. But it's still the Word of God. Still the Word. Man, he ain't going to change it for me. And he ain't going to change it for you or nobody else. I appreciate that.
Yes.
How about our attitude toward him?
Go ahead, preacher.
That's attitude toward the worship of God. What do we think about that?
Good.
Our worship. How is it?
Yes.
Another thing about the saints. My attitude toward them.
Good question. Yes, preacher.
Boy, think about them.
That's good, preacher.
I mean, let me say this, folks. I believe when you get born again, you get changed.
Amen.
Ain't no change. There's something wrong somewhere.
Right,
therefore, if any man be in Christ, not a bad. And folks, all folks just got in the Baptist church.
Right.
I'm glad I got in Christ before I got in the Baptist.
Me too.
Yes. Baptist didn't save me. Thank God. Methodist couldn't do it. But the Lord did. Oh, listen, my attitude toward the saints of God, I don't want to offend you. I don't want to hurt you, no way. I'm going to preach the word of God. Regardless, I don't want to preach to hurt folks. I want to help them if I can. My friend, you ain't going to. This fellow told me something one time. It always stuck with me. He said, preacher, he said, there's two people that I cannot help me. Number one, he said, one that agree with me on everything. So that he can't help me. And another disagree with me on everything. So he can't help me. But that's the way it is. Thank God we may not agree on everything, but we can be a help one to another.
Right.
Amen. Amen. I look around and I see this and that in different occupations. That's a blessing to know that we can be a help one to another.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. I love the Lord because He first loved me.
Yes, sir.
He proved His love.
Right.
Been good to me,
Pastor. Right.
Ain't got no hard luck stories to tell.
Me neither.
No. But I'll tell you this one thing. He's the same yesterday and today.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I went to Him. Let me say this, church, and I'm going to close, man. I went to the Lord whenever I needed Him. He was there.
Right.
Then I went to Him when I didn't need nothing.
Right. Yeah.
There have been times I go pray. I say, Lord, don't need this.
Right.
I should come today, just thank You. I come there, Lord, I come today just to praise You for what You have done.
Amen.
But you know what? If I ain't careful, I find myself asking Him for something.
Yep.
Every time. Because I know He hears. I love Him today.
Me too.
Preacher, how you know you love the Lord? Let me ask you this question. How you know you love the Lord?
Yeah, brother.
Now, if you don't love your brother in whom you have seen, you don't love him.
What he's saying.
That's right.
You don't love the church, you don't love Him.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
You don't love a symbol with a church, you're not looking for Him.
Right. You're right.
I'm telling it like it is.
Yes,
today.
Sir.
I mean, listen, we can carry on a lot, right. But do we really love the Lord?
Right.
Good times and the bad times.
Yes. Good.
I found out something up there in that camp meeting. I didn't know about. This other preacher did. Told one he said, preacher, I've known him for over 30 years. He said, preacher, said you went through some storms. He said, they folks talked about you because of the way you preached. Different things they didn't like about me, my stand. Oh, I care less.
Right.
Amen. I ain't preaching for you no how.
Right.
Preaching for the Lord.
Right.
Amen. They wasn't brave enough to come tell me.
Yeah, brother.
But I'm here to tell you.
Yeah. That's good.
Judgment seat of Christ, there's going to be things come out you never thought.
Yes.
You better believe they are.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you what the Lord gave me this morning. It ain't been long. May not have been sweet, but it was the truth.
Right.
It was the truth. You pray for us. Now, I tell these preachers this. If you don't want to preach, don't ask the Lord to open up doors for you. Well, He'll do it.
Right.
This Saturday night, Lord's will, I'll be preaching at Honey Creek. Come down there if you can. Sunday, I'll be at a church in Kentucky. Then Monday night, we'll be starting a revival meeting at Wolf River with Brother Cross, the pastor. Be there starting our Monday night, next Monday night. Then the next Sunday, we'll be at another church in Kentucky. Then the next Sunday, we'll be in Indiana. Saturday night, I'll be in Albany, Indiana, and Sunday morning, we'll be in Muncie, Indiana. Will you pray for us? Lord, help us. My wife said, you just can't say no, can you? I said, I'm too close to the end. Amen. What will a preacher do? I'm going to have to do it. You pray for us.
Yes.
I love this church.
Yeah.
I want you to know, church, I love you. We've got probably, I tell folks, we probably got the best church in the county. I believe that. Let me see, don't take it for granted. They're closing up everywhere now. Closing up. Boy, ain't God good to us. Ain't he good to us? Amen. He's been good to me. I ain't got no hard luck stories to tell. He's been good to me. I went through some storms here lately. But the Lord's helped me.
Yes.
He's helped me.
Hey.
Amen. You pray for us. I read in the Bible this morning where he said it's required of stewards to be found faithful. I want to be faithful to this word. We'll be faithful to it. And I told Brother Kevin the other day, I'm going to guard this ministry. I'm going to do it. Folks, listen, I'm too close to the end now to mess up. I'm too close to the end to give up. I'm too close to him to give in.
Yes.
Thank God, I'm going to keep on keeping on. And everything I've got, I love you. Pray for us. We need your prayer. Come on, Pastor.
Holy Ghost out in your heart, and you say you're saved, but you got some of them areas maybe not right in your life. Maybe your attitude, maybe your actions, maybe your apparel, whatever it was. Holy Ghost might talk to you about something else completely different that you need to get fixed up between you and God this morning.